Well, right now, as I promised, we're going to have a look at the Palestinian media with the director of the Palestinian Media Watch, Itamar Marcus. Itamar Marcus heads up an organization called Palestinian Media Watch, who looks at and stays on top of both the electronic media, radio and television, and the print media. He has a team doing this. They have a website, PalWatch.org, PALWATCH, PalWatch.org. You need to put that up under your bookmarks. And, of course, go there to that website. And if you will sign up, Itamar will send you alerts along the way. I got one of those alerts this week. We posted it on our website in the news that you need to know, those 10 leading news stories right there on Prophecy Today. And also, we wanted to be able to talk with Itamar Marcus about the story, the headline story this week. Itamar, it seems that the Palestinian media, they're headed up by the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah, which is, of course, the official television outlet for the Palestinian organization that is basically the government for the Palestinian people today. This media had a television program earlier this week. The host was interviewing an artist, a man who had depicted what is, to me, a very, very concerning photo, or painting, actually, of some type of a lizard man. Now, he referred to it as a baby-eating Zionist lizard who had a bayonet, and on the tip of the bayonet, he had a Palestinian baby, and it depicts in the painting other so-called monsters, these lizard-type monsters, eating these Palestinian babies. This is disgusting. Talk to me. Am I correct? Is that exactly what the Palestinian television is promoting there to its people and basically to the world?
Absolutely. It's a horrific picture. Sometimes we think we've seen everything that could possibly be done by the Palestinians, and then they come up with something even worse. He has a kippah, a skull cap on, with a Magen David, with a Jewish Star of David. He's got one Palestinian baby in his mouth. He's got another one impaled on the edge of his bayonet. There's a pile of Palestinian children waiting to be impaled. It's just a horrific, horrific depiction. And, of course, there's a lock with a big Star of David on it as well. In this underground lair, this depiction of Jews as animals who are killing them creates fear amongst Palestinians, especially the youth, creates hatred. This is the type of demonization that has been done as a precursor to genocide throughout history. The Nazis demonized the Jews, told their people that the Jews were stealing their money, that the Jews were taking their jobs, that the Jews were getting them sick. You name it, that's what they said the Jews would do. There was a children's book published by the Nazis called The Poisonous Mushroom, and the Jew was the poisonous mushroom. So this is this what we're seeing with the Palestinians. This type of demonization has preceded not just the Nazis. When you tell your people that the enemy is a subhuman, and a subhuman who's threatening you, then of course you have a right to go and stamp out that and kill that person. And like I said, this is very, very dangerous because this is what Palestinian children are being brought up on today.
Itamar, what do you think is motivating the Palestinian media, first of all, to host a artist on one of their television programs with this type of a painting? And in fact, is indeed this a effort to try to incite hatred against the Jewish people? And this is supposed to be a group of people, the Palestinian Authority, who are actually claiming that they are peace partners for a existence of a Palestinian state alongside the Israeli state. This does not bode well for that to happen.
Well, unfortunately, this is part of a pattern. If it were just an isolated example, it would be bad enough. But this is part of an ongoing pattern. And I'll give you an example about something we're about to release. You're the first ones to hear this. The Palestinian Authority Ministry of Education publication, written by a teacher, describes Israel as, I'm going to quote you now, it's like an octopus with flames shooting out between the fangs. It cuts off my limbs and threw me amongst the ruins. That's what teachers are projecting to their kids about Israel, an octopus with fangs cutting off their limbs. This is the tragedy of the Palestinian world. They're not letting their children have any future. They're poisoning them with hatred, poisoning them with fear of Israelis, and poisoning them with the feeling that killing Israelis is the way to protect themselves.
Well, we understand that this is a very important task that you have, helping the rest of the world realize what the Palestinian media is actually saying, not what they may publicly be telling world leaders, but what they are actually saying to their own people through their own media operation there in the Palestinian areas. Itamar, one further story I want to cover with you, and that is pertaining to the Olympics underway in London, England right now. There was a desire from the Israelis and the relatives of the survivors of that horrific terrorist attack on the Olympic team, the Israeli Olympic team, back in 1972. Many of the members slaughtered in this terrorist attack. And some of the Israeli family members of those killed wanted to have a moment of silence to commemorate and to honor these that were killed, these athletes killed back in 1972. The Palestinian Authority, of course, came out against it, and I would imagine because of the fact that it was Palestinian terrorists that killed these Jewish athletes there at the Olympics there in Munich. Talk to me about what the Palestinian media is saying about this activity of wanting to have this moment of silence.
Well, what they have is the president of the Palestinian Olympic Committee, his name is Jabril Rajoub. He sent a letter to the head of the Olympic Committee, the head of the International Olympic Committee, thanking him for not accepting the moment of silence, and his reasoning was just shocking. He said, sports are meant for peace, not for racism. And you have to realize, the Palestinian Authority, the PLO, the Fatah, these are all responsible. It was their organization, the Black September, which was a branch of theirs, which is a breakoff branch of theirs. They're the ones who committed this terrible, terrible massacre. And the people who did this massacre have been honored by the Palestinian Authority. Just in recent years, this attack, because it was so successful from the Palestinian perspective and killed Israelis who are very, very prominent, is one of the great accomplishments of the Palestinian that the Palestinian Authority sees amongst their people. So that's the great tragedy here. Again, what Israel's dealing with as people who are supposed to be peace partners, the entire world sees the killing of those athletes as a horrific act of murder and terror, and the Palestinian Authority sees it as heroic, as one of their great accomplishments. And that's why I feel the Palestinian Authority should be put in the same category with the Hamas and with the Hezbollah. This is a terror-supporting organization, and it's time that the world, including the United States, treated the Palestinian Authority the way they really are and not based on some fantasy that we would like them to be.
This report is indicative of the fact why we have Itamar Marcus as a broadcast partner behind these microphones to help us understand what really is going on and what's being said in the Palestinian media. Itamar Marcus heads up PAL Watch, Palestinian Media Watch, PMW. PALWatch.org is their address on the internet. You can go there and you can sign up for special alerts that Itamar sends out. But we're going to continue to have Itamar Marcus with us on these broadcasts because of the fact of what he brings to the table, information needed by each and every one of us, and as he does when he briefs world leaders, they need to have this information as well. Itamar, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again down the line.